Unit 10. Email from the teacher. 1.
Hi, Rika. Thank you for updating me on your recent experiences in New York. Your reports on the streets and avenues, subways and skyscrapers have reminded me of a lot of the things I experienced when I visited New York 13 years ago. Every time I receive a report from you, my memories come flooding back, and I'm filled with the same excitement and happiness that I felt at that time. First, I was amazed by the drastic changes Brooklyn has undergone these past years. I was also curious about the food you reported on. Back then, there were only a few authentic Japanese food stores and restaurants, and they were very expensive. It's so great that you can now easily enjoy a variety of Japanese foods, such as yakitori, takoyaki, and daifuku, at reasonable prices. As you know, sweets that are favored in New York always become popular in Tokyo. Until some time ago, donuts were a hit among young people, represented by the famous Krispy Kreme. But now pancakes are taking over. There is always a long line of people waiting in front of the recently opened Sarah Beth Shinagawa. Of course, I'd like to try some of Veselka's pancakes someday. The classes you described are very unique in the ways they are conducted. Due to the small number of students in your English classes, you have many more opportunities to communicate with your fellow students and the teacher than if you were in a larger class. Also, video conferencing with UN or government officials, whom you normally would never be able to meet in person, sounds like a big undertaking. It's a nice hands-on experience for you and other students who are interested in international relations. I'm also happy that you have brushed up on your English. You know that learning the basics and continually making an effort are so important. Otherwise, your English won't improve even though you are living in an English-speaking country. Rika, you are a good model for other students. Well, take care of yourself and enjoy the rest of your stay. Get the most out of your experiences in New York, a city full of diversity. Best, May J. Sato.